And most probably the Malabas realizes that the money fell into the bread, and therefore it's considered a good sin. That's the way Rabba learns. For Rabba Amaloch, Rabba will tell you no. Dekula Yalma Simon Osla Daris Lehavi Simon. That's Rabba Shita. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama hold a Simon that's aiming to be trotted on is not called a good Simon. Now, the Ein Mavirin Aloichlin. Secondly, people do not trot over food like we have before. People are afraid. I mean, the Loch Ein Mavirin Aloichlin. If you see food on the street, you have to pick it up. You don't just step over it or leave it there. If so, nobody steps or moves around food. So then, what's the Machlokes then? V'yohcha b'simen abom yelov kamiflagi. Tanakama sova simen abom yelov lo yavi simen. The Malabas doesn't realize it. Rabbi Yehuda sova yavi simen. Omer Razvid Mishmei the Rava. So the kids were coming out. We do not have a Machlokes Tanoim between Rab and Rav. It's a private Machlokes if a simen also the Doris is heavy simen or not. Now the Gemara says, Omer Razvid Mishmei the Rava. Klola the Avedosai. What's the klal of an Aveda? In other words, when do we say it's called Yish that you don't have to return it? Kivan the Omer Vele Lechasar and Kis. As soon as we hear the owner saying, Oy Vele, I give up hope of ever finding it back, like I lost it already, is Miyayish Lemino. That's cool that the owner gave up hope was Miyayish, and therefore whoever finds it afterwards is allowed to keep it. The Omer Rav Zvid Mishmei the Rava, Hilchasa, what's the Maskana, what's the Locha? That Kikras Rishus Rabim. If you have bundles of wheat in Rishus Rabim, Harei L'Shaloi, you're allowed to keep it. Because it has no simin, so you're allowed to keep it. No simin of mokam, because it gets kicked around. But Rishus HaYochid, if you find these bundles of wheat, Rishus HaYochid, it depends. E derech nefil, if it's time you see that the owner dropped it, doesn't know where he dropped it, Harei L'Shaloi, then Avadi, you have a right to keep it. Because there's no simin of a mokam, the owner won't realize where he dropped it. But E derech hanocho, if you see that the owner put it down, if so, the mokam will be a simin, the owner will be able to say where exactly he put it down. Then the locker is noita, you have a right to take it right now. Or makras, and you pronounce later that you found it. So what do you have a right to take it for? Why don't you leave it there? Like a manashach. If the owner left it there, the khuri should leave it for him. So Rashi explains, makam, you shouldn't leave it there, because shema yomotza makam, you have to be afraid, maybe your guy will find it. The yitlam, and he'll take it. The shema shich shachram habaylim. And you have to be afraid, maybe, not the pshat, the Bible left it there, like to lose, but the Bible just forgot it there. The owner wants it back. So therefore, you have to pick it up and return it to the owner. Whereas if you could tell he put it down there, then we say he wasn't miyayish, and also there's a simon of mokum. Later the owner will be able to tell you exactly where he lost it. So therefore, you have to take it and return it. Now, v'zeh v'zeh b'dov v'shein by simon. Both the song of Akikrois, v'shusram mitzmut, the one who doesn't have a simon. But if you find these bundles of wheat, it has a simin, it's tied up a special way, it has special colors on it, that there's a simin, then we hold loishna b'shus rabin, v'loishna b'shus yochid, bein derech nefila, bein derech hanocha chayim l'hachris. Then he passes, even though it's derech nefila, still the owner is not miyayish. In other words, even though it's a simin osli doris, even though it's something that may be kicked around in b'shus rabin, still we pass in simon osledoris, heavy simon. We hold it's called a good simon. Therefore, as long as there's a simon on these kikrois, you have to return them. We always say the owner is not miyayish. Now, right. The Mishnah says, if you find umach roize shodogim, you find a string of fish also. If you find a string of fish, you're allowed to keep it. For the Gemara Amai, why are you allowed to keep it for? Leheve kesha simon, lechur, the string of fish, you had to tie the fish onto the string. So there's a simon, how you tie it up. So let that be the simon. So therefore, like the owner's not miyayish. Samara says, no. The kitra did tzaydi. We're talking about the regular knot that a hunter ties it up with. The kuliyal mahokam ekatri. Everybody ties it up that way. Therefore, the knot is not called a good simon. For the Gemara's over the heaven, minyan simon. But listen, a string of fish could have 10, 20, 30. So let's say the amount should be a simon. Samara says, no. Also, we're talking about the minyan of the shoven. We're talking about the normal string that everybody puts 10 fish on it. So the normal way when people catch fish, they put 10 on a string. Therefore, a regular string has no simin. Therefore, you're allowed to keep it. Boyim menem Rosh Hashanah. He asked a question from Rosh Hashanah. Minyan have a simin, alay have a simin. Let's say, in the case where it's not a normal to always have 10. He has different amounts. So now, if you know, if you find one with 8, is that called a simin or not? Just the fact the owner could tell you how many of them he lost, is that called a good simin? The other side is, no, we're afraid a person just guess how many. That's not called a simin. That's the shalom. They called the simon or not. All malu rasheshes. The sheshes said back to Nisu. We learned. Ma'atzah kli kesef kli nechayshes. If you find a kli kesef or a kli nechayshes, if you find, or else gistriun.
Shalever, Rashi says, Shivrei Chatikah Shalever, broken pieces of lead. Or else the whole Kli Matkas, any metal Kli, Harei Zeh Lo Yachzer. You don't have to return them, you have a right to keep them. Ad Sheyitein Ois, until you use the sign, Oy Ad Sheyischavin Mishkal Eisav, or until the owner can tell you how much it weighed. So you see, the weight of the Kli is also called a good simin, the weight. So, the Maharaj makes a diak. Omida Mishkal Heavy Simin, if you tell me the weight of a Kli, how much it weighs, it's called a good simin, so then the svar is that Mida, if you tell me the measurements of the Kli, Ominion, or you can tell me how many there were, Nami Heavy Simin. That's all the same type of a svara. But even though a person could guess how much it weighs, how many there are, you say, so what? The Maisa is called a good simin, therefore you would have to return it. That's called a good simin. But then the Mishnah says, the Chatikah Shabosa. If you find a piece of meat, also you let it keep it. It has no simin. So what's the question? Why? Amai lehevi mishkal a simin? We just said the weight is called a good simin. So make a simin. If it's a pound, 2 pounds, it should be a simin. And the Gemara b'mishkal b'shavim. So that's a normal piece of meat. Everybody has these types of a pound of meat. A normal way of selling a pound of meat. Rashi says shenogu atabochim lasas chatikah mishkal zeh. All the butchers used to cut up the meat in a pound. So Mela found that find a pound of meat, the pound has no simen. For the Gemara goes, if they have a chaticha gufa simen, the piece of meat itself, like which part of the animal, should be a simen. E the dafka, is it a piece near the neck? Rashi supshotim. The dafka, first Rashi says it means tzavra, near the neck meat, or else it means flankin. By the flankin it means. Or the Gemara says, or the yatma, or else by the loyin. Say, where, what part of, what piece of meat you lost? That should be a simen. Mila tanya, didn't we learn? Motza chaticha is dogim. You find pieces of fish, or else dag noshach, a fish that was bit into. Chayiv lahachris, you have to return them. There's a simon on these things. So Rashi says the havminer is that there's no real simon upon the fish itself, just that you're able to tell which part of the fish it is. It's a piece of fish. You can tell it's a piece near the head or it's a piece near the tail. So that's the havminer, that if you know which piece it is, it's called a good simon. Here also, the piece of meat also. Say if it's a flanken meat or it's a top meat, a bottom meat, that should be called a good simen. And weiter, chov yeshoyayin, if somebody finds a barrel of wine, v'shel shemen or of oil, v'shel tfuor of wheat, v'shel gregris or of dried out dates, dried out figs, v'shel zeisim or of olives, harel shalai, you let it keep, as these barrels don't have any simonim. But akol ponim, it says in the beginning that pieces of fish you have to return. So what the havamina is, what's the simen on a piece of fish? That you could say, I lost the top piece, I lost the bottom piece, so chur by meat also. Say it was the top piece of meat, the bottom piece of meat. So my answer, I'll tell you, hokhava mayaskinon, bidiika simna bepiska. I'll tell you no. That's what it says, a piece of fish, you have to return. We're talking about that there's a simen on the piece of fish itself. In the meat itself, there's a simen. It wasn't cut in a normal manner. Therefore, there's a simen on the fish itself, that's why you return it. And kiho de Rabba Barahuna, like Rabba Barahuna, machtech le'atlosa karnosa, and when he used to send a piece of meat home, he used to make a simen on the piece of meat itself. He used to cut it out like a triangle on the three corners to have three corners of the piece of meat. So be a simen to his wife that this is the meat that he's really sending him. The kids, if you have a simen in the piece of meat or here in the fish itself, that's called a good simen. But now Mishnah where it says that chaticha shel basar, you're allowed to keep, it's talking about cut in a normal manner. There's no simen in the piece of meat itself, therefore you're allowed to keep it. Now, dekanami, there's a proof also that after we say the fish, you have to return. Dekanami diktoni dumi the dag noshach. It says chaticha sa fish, like a fish that was bitten into. So now, if the fish was bitten into, there's a bite on the fish, that's a simen in the piece of meat itself, in the fish itself. Ishmamino, that when it says pieces of fish, it also means not just to have to tell where the piece is, the top or the bottom. But it's cut in a special way that you have the simen in the fish itself. Then you have to return it. But if there's no special simen on the fish or on the meat itself, then the Mishnah says, Harei Elushaloi. Oh, Mama, what we just say before, Chov Yeshoyan, if I find barrels of wine, or else the Shal Shem and barrels of oil, the Shal Tfu or of wheat, the Shal Greg is of dried out figs, the Shal Zeifim of oil, olives, Harei Elushaloi. For the Gemara, I've got none, we learned later, Kadi Yain, the Kadi Shem, and Chayav Hachris. You find barrels of wine, a barrel of oil, you have to return them. So it's a stira. Amarav Zerah, Amarav, Masnisin Viroshim. I tell the Mishnah later, it says you have to return it, it's somewhere there's a simin. Viroshim Rashi says, Chav Yaseyim Shacheris. It was an earthly barrel.
Hoyu, the gaf menois and magufes cheres. And they used to put a cover on top, also an earthly cover. The shaker and betit, and they would smear it with lime around it to make it tight, and that the smell should not go out. And everybody says, the Bnei Shvat and Nisan, when they used to sell it, so the Balabatim used to come and break open the seal, and taste the wine, and then the Chosim Asaisman, the Teich Baitit Sav Magufa. So that's called Roshim. So the kids said there was a simon there, where with the way they made the covering, there's a simon, you could tell it's your barrel. So therefore that's called a good simon. Then you have to return it. Here that we say, you don't have to return it, we don't have these simonim on it. What's of Mechlau? The brights of the Pesuach. That the brights that it says, you're allowed to keep this Torah where the barrels are open already. If they're open, then there's no simon about keeping it closed, therefore you're allowed to keep it. For the Gemara, Eva Pesuach, if you're telling me now the brights are talking about that the barrel of wine was left open, then Aved the Midasi, Pshiti, you're allowed to keep it. It's an Aved the Midas, Rashi learned, because the Shkotzim Ramashim, the ants will come in. So whoever leaves an open barrel in the street, you mean to be maskrit, you don't want it back anymore. So Avadi, you're allowed to keep it. Zachary, you're telling me now the Chiddush is, you're allowed to keep it, because the owner was Miyayish. Adarab, it's Aved the Midas. So Marin says, Om Rav Hoshio, B'matif. No. Masra says, Sheniach Magufale, Avad Vatomat, you put a cover on top of it. But Vloshoka Batit, you do not smear it down with loin. Therefore, Simon Lekka doesn't have a simon. Just on a cover doesn't have a simon. But Avedi Midas Mamalekka, there's no Avedi Midas. Because the mice is not going to get spoiled. There is the cover over here. So it's not going to get that spoiled. Just the Mishnah that says you have to return it is talking about that not just on a cover, but you smear down the cover with tit with loin. Therefore, the way you do it is called a good simon. Abayi Rama says like this. Abayi Rama afilu taimi idividi brashim. Could be no. Both the Brice and Mishnah are both talking about when they used to put the covers on top of the barrel and smear it down with tit. Well, like Kasha, still there's no theory then. Kam koidim sheniftachu yitzrois. The Mishnah that says you have to return is talking about before they open up the yitzrois, before the warehouses open up selling all the wine. Then some barrels are closed, some barrels are open. Then it's a simon to say exactly how the covering is. But can the brisa liyacha sheniftachu yitzrois? After all the warehouses are open already, the pshat is all the barrels were open up already. And all the barrels were stuck down a second time already. They shmir it down with lime. If so, there's no simon. Everybody does it that way. So therefore, the brisa says you're allowed to keep it. But the Mishnah is talking about before the season, then some people do it in different ways. Therefore, it's called a simon. Kiho de Rav Yaakov bar Abba. Ashka chavito de chamra, he found a barrel of wine, liyacha sheniftachu yitzrois, after the warehouses of wine opened up already. And he wants to know, can he keep it or not? There's no simon on it now. Os lekaim adi abai yomalei, zil shokal anafshecho, you gotta keep it for yourself. Because once the warehouses open up already, everybody has the barrels the same way, therefore there's no simon. Like the Tais says, that Tais learns here that, acha sheniftachu yitzrois, shebalabayis echod, they all make it the same simon. Yes, after the warehouses open up, then they all have the same simonim. It's not called the simon how you close it. But before the oysters open up, then it's a good simon. Boyiminei Rav Devoy Rav Nachman. Mokum have a simon, Allah have a simon. What did Shalom have before? Is Mokum called a simon or not? If you find something in a place, and there's no simonim on the chayfet. Just the fact that the owner would come and tell you, I lost something at this place. Is that called a good simon or not? Omalei said back to him, Tinisu, we learned like this. Motzachov yishol yayin, if you find a barrel of wine, vishol shemen or of oil, vishol tfuah or of wheat, vishol gregris of dates, figs, vishol zeisim and olives, harel l'shaloi, you're allowed to keep it. Now the question is why? If you want to tell me a mokim is called a good simon, these things, these big barrels are not thrown around. So if you find them in a place, the place you found is the place where the owner left it there. So if Mokum is a good simon, so how are you allowed to keep these? Let the owner come and say where exactly he lost it. Lichra is Mokum. That the person should, the one that found it should say, I found something here. And the owner will come and tell you, yes, I lost something there. I'll tell you what he lost. So it says, Omer Rav Zvid, Hokal Mayaskino, we're talking about over here, Hokal Mayaskino, the rocks of the Nahara. Talking about by the bank, by the river bank. Rashi says, "Sahayayin boliyeh v'sfino." They used to ship the wine in boats, and Miller came into dock. The aloichim afana masvino manichim al svas anor. There, the people have to travel with the barrel of wine. There, at shchiyah, people will forget the barrel of wine there. Since so, here the barrel of wine, mokum, will not be a simen, because a lot of people left their barrels over there. There it's not called a good simen. Here it's a real shalai. If you found your barrel of wine by the dock, so then we say a lot of people lose their barrels there. There you can't bring a simen. So if there's no simen in the actual barrel itself just for the mokum, that's not called a simen. Omar Rav Mori, my taimo, Omar Rabbonin, raks to the nahar lehavi simen. What's the reason why the Rabbonin said raks to the nahar by the bank, by the dock? It's not called a simen. The Yamrina, like what we say, ki heicha the Yisram levidoch, Yisram anam lechavroch, the same way you forgot your barrel of wine there, the same way your friend also forgot his barrel of wine. So in other words, they're saying a reason. In other words, that's a good answer to what you're saying. Really, it could be other places Makom is called a good simen. Only by the river, by the bank, by the dock, there it's not called a good simen. Because there are a lot of people forget their barrels of wine there. But Ika the Amri, something a little bit different. Ika the Amri, that Omar Rav Mori, he's saying Akasha, that's my time, Omar Rabbonin, Makom Lehevi Simen. He says, no. What's the reason, what's the sword to say Makom should not be a good simen? The Amrina, we say, the Amrina Lay, we say to the owner like, Ki Heicha the Yisram of the Doch. Hi Makom, the same way you lost your object in this place. It could be Yisram Minam L'Chavruch Haimakim, that somebody else also lost his thing there. So in other words, it's not only Yisvar and Raksid and Hara, the Svar all over. That really, that's the Svar to say, Mokim is Lehavi Simen. The fact you lost the Chepetz in one place, that's not a proof it's yours. For the same way you lost it there, maybe somebody else also lost his object there. The same thing, therefore Mokim will not be a Simen. Now the Gemara says, Ahu Garba, there was a man, the Ashkach Kufra Ve'Masarta. He found some kufra. Kufra is usually tar, which is zefet. Dov Hashem by simen. He found some tar that has no simen on it. Ve matzarta by the press. Osla came to Rav. Came to Rav. Omalei, so Rav told him, Zil shokla nashecho. You're allowed to take it for yourself. Keep it. Like a shul, the owner was miyayish already. You're allowed to keep it. Chazia, Rav saw though, they had become a chasem. The guy was hesitant. He didn't want to take it. Omalei, so Rav said back in the second time, Zil pluglei lechiya bri minei. If you want to then, you give my own son half of it. And he told him how strongly he holds that it's mutter, that if you don't want to take it, I'll give it to my own son. So according to Mar says, Lema Kasov Rav, let's say Rav holds Mokim Lehevi Simen, that Rav holds Mokim is not called a good Simen. Like even though this Kufra, this tar, doesn't have any Simen on it, but Lemaitha, the Mokim, wherever you found it, let that be the Simen. So according to Raya, Rav holds Mokim is not called a good Simen. So Mar says, no. Amar Rav Abba, Mishum Yish Balam Nogabu. But there's no reason why Rav was said it's Mutta. Because here Rav knew for sure the owner was Miyayish already. Why? Tichoza the Kodchi Bei Chalfi. He saw there were reeds growing on it. The Kitsa was there a very, very long time. But since it was there a very, very long time, that's for sure the owner was Miyayish already. Mokim is a question if you find something in a place, it's new, fresh. The owner lost it a day or two ago, so if he wasn't Miyayish yet, you have to return it to him. You see something's there a long time, like it's getting, reeds are growing there already, and therefore that's the proof that it was lost a long time already, then for sure we say the owner was Miyayish already. Therefore they'll keep it. See, if you find something that's ratty, that has rust on it already, you'll be allowed to keep it. If you have a proof to say it was there a very long time already, so most probably the owner was Miyayish already. Right, so if you find something a year old there, most probably you'll be allowed to keep it already. We have Yishim ben Elazar Oimer in the Mishnah. It says what? Kol Kli An Puriya Ein Chayav Lachas. You don't have to return it. A Kli An Puriya says you don't have to return. So Gemara says now, Mai An Puriya. What does it mean, a Kli An Puriya? Some Rav Yehuda Mashmuel Kelim Chadosh. It means new Kelim. You bought a new pot. Shalai Shav Sanayin. That you don't really recognize. It means your eye was not satisfied with it yet. It means you didn't see it a lot yet. So you don't even have a good Tviya sign. You can't even recognize it so much. Hechi Domi. What's the case talking about? It is blue simen. If it has a simen, it's something abnormal. It's red. It has something special to it. Kilay shavsanai in my heavy. Even though you can't recognize it that much, so what? But you have a simen. You'll be able to tell. It has a red streep on it. Idelat blue simen. If there's no simen on it, it's so kishavsanai in my heavy. Even if the owner saw it a lot and could recognize it now, but so what? What does recognizing mean? How can you prove it's yours though? So Mar says yes. Leyerlin, we're talking about the less blue simen. It's a normal clear that has no simen on it. So then, nafkamina, what's the difference whether it's a kli on puri or not? Mashmona, because it's new, you don't return it. But if it would be a little bit old already, that the owner would be able to have a tviya sign and recognize it, then we would return it. So Mar says, yes, it's nafkamina, lehadur l'tsurma rabbonin. Such a kli you would return if the owner is a tsurma rabbonin atamat chacham. In other words, if he says he recognizes it, there is a simon of recognizing it. If the owner could say, I recognize my kli, even I don't have a simin, but just I could recognize it, if we trust you, if we say you're not lying, that's called a good simin. Just a regular person, we're afraid he's lying. Even though he doesn't recognize it, he'll still say he recognizes it. But a Talmud Chachma doesn't lie, him we're allowed to return it. If the owner already saw it a lot, that he has it, he could recognize it, Kim le begavayu, he knows it, umadrina le give it to him. Kilo shos nayin, a bit of it's a new kli that wasn't used that much. The owner himself doesn't recognize it so much, le kim le begavayu, the owner doesn't recognize it so much, le madrina le, then we don't return it. Now, the Yom Rav Yudam HaShemuel, Bahani tlasim le, these three things, avidi rabbonim de mishani, himalayu. There's only three things that the Talmud Chacham have right to say a white lie. He could say different. But everything else he doesn't lie. So therefore, if you want to return an avedah to him, and he'll tell you, I recognize this is my pot, Savad, you have a right to believe him. Because there is such a simon of recognizing your own thing. If we're not afraid you're a liar, we could return it to you. So Talmud Chacham only has the right to mishana and say white lies in three cases. The mesechta, about learning. Rashi says, if somebody asked you, do you know clear mesechta above mitziyah? So even though you know it, mishana, but you're allowed to say, I don't know it. You're allowed to answer back and say, no, I don't know it. Well, the puria, Rashi says, shima shuv mitasecha. The man asked you, did you live with your wife last night? So you're allowed to say no, even though you did, mishra midasnius, you're allowed to lie. Over yeshpiza, about eating. So Rashi says, shaluhu al yeshpiza. Somebody asked you, listen, I know you just went to Chaim to eat last night. Was he nice to you? And kibbutz was taken upon him yafas. Did he serve you nice? For yom alav, you're allowed to answer back, no, he didn't do such a good job. He didn't serve me so nicely. Why? Midah toiv is a good midah. Kadesh lo yikotsu boi b'nei yodim sheinu magonim. Because if you can give a name out, oh, he's great. He gives the best food. He acts so nice. So people that are not so nice will take advantage and go there. And it's not so nice. Therefore, you're allowed to lie and say to people that are not so nice that he doesn't do such a good job. Therefore, people won't run to him. Or the yichlas amayinah, he'll use up all his money. Chasan. So in such a case, also you're allowed to lie. These are the three cases Talmud Chacham to say a white lie. Avadar and Zarek Fesgos will do the same way, right? Just means Talmud Chacham only changes in these three places, no place else. A normal person changes other places also, he's not supposed to. I mean, the Talmud Chacham, he only said lies in these three places, no place else. Therefore, you're allowed to give back an avedah to him. Yeah. Verse says, my nafkimino, ama mazutra, la du le vedosta v'tvi asayna. Oh, like Mar says now. What's not to mean that they only lie in these three things? If we can return an avedah to such a person. That means, I yadin and vei, if we know about this person. Deloy mishani yele bahani tlas. He only lies about these three questions. Then madrinale. Then he's still called like a Talmud Chacham. We could return it to him. All right, turn over.